Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Fetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. The number is 503-507-3666. And let's get this show started. You know, last time we were on, we promised we'd talk about the best neighborhoods in Salem. So let's do it.
Today we have a pretty lengthy list of some of our personal favorite neighborhoods that we sell in. We sell in a lot of different neighborhoods in Salem and on the outskirts of Salem and all around. But today these are all actually in Salem itself. None of them are on the outskirts. But we have a long list of some really great, solid, established neighborhoods on different sides of town, all different. Some are newer neighborhoods, some are older, so we're going to get a little bit of everything, and hopefully after today's show, you'll have a better idea of if a certain neighborhood might be best for you, whether you're someone who's thinking about moving here from somewhere else, or if you already live in Salem and you want to relocate to a different neighborhood. Today's your show to listen in.
And we like sharing things from a local perspective. So if your neighborhood just isn't in our list, don't be mad at us. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's so many
great
neighborhoods. There's
so many things going on in Salem.
There's so many. Oh, yeah. We didn't even touch the surface.
We didn't even get to Kaiser.
No. There's a lot of neighborhoods that we are not covering. Yeah. So maybe we'll do another show because there's so many neighborhoods. Yeah. But yes, that are great. But okay, should we just
Let's jump on in. Yeah, I'm curious what your first one is.
Okay, so this first one is located in South Salem, and it is Woodscape. So this is it's a neighborhood that's very South Salem. It's super close to I-5. You're right there. You're right on Commercial Street, but you're on like the very south end of Commercial Street. Mm-hmm. This neighborhood is walking distance to a top-rated school, top-rated elementary school. You're walking distance to a really great park that I personally like to go to sometimes.
We went there quite a bit.
My daughter. Yeah, we used to live around here, so we would go there often. It's a great neighborhood. And another thing, I'll let you talk about it too, but before we get there, the name is Woodscape. Mm. And it's very fitting because there's a lot of mature trees in the neighborhood. Yeah. It kind of has that like foresty feel. So that's one thing I love about this neighborhood is like a lot of the backyards, you're in the yard. They're not like massive yards. Like it's pretty hard to find a neighborhood in Salem, right in town, that's this close to everything with massive yards. But some of them are decent size, but they have that like park-like feel because of all the mature trees.
Yeah, so a lot of Douglas fir trees. Mm-hmm. If you live in Oregon, you love the greenery, but that's our state tree, the Douglas fir. So I believe, you know, these trees could be over 100 years old in a lot of areas. And what I do like going on around Woodscape in that neighborhood is there's a new Costco going on right off of Kubler Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, like right
that could be
corner,
a make or a break deal for some people, but it's going to bring more traffic flow, but also I think it's going to raise values quite exponentially for that area in Southeast Salem, which is good for you as a Salem audience and as a listener, because why do we have homes? Usually, obviously, we need a roof over our head, but I look at most things as an investment. So, and right now we're in that crazy real estate market to where if you're in a selling position, being a seller is fabulous. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And being right next to Kubler Boulevard, Commercial Street, you have all those shopping centers.
Safeway's right around the corner.
Safeway's right around the corner.
And so is a million other stores because you're right on Commercial Street.
Though,
yeah, you could walk to Safeway if you really wanted to. Not a lot of people walk around
then,
here.
And then another really cool thing is the bus lines, though. There's really good transportation in the bus lines. As well as the school districts that you're currently in, being in Southeast Salem right there.
And one more thing that I think is important to note about this neighborhood is it's a very established, I think that's a good word, but you're not going to have... they are older homes, like a lot of them are built in later 70s. But one thing I love about them is that a lot of them are just, I mean, all of them from what I've seen they're really good quality, really well built, solid homes, a lot better quality than a lot of the new construction you're going to see. So if you want that like older home feel, older neighborhood, this is a really, really great one.
With quality
product too.
That's huge.
Quality.
We actually wrote an offer on a home in the Woodscape neighborhood, what?
We did.
8 months back?
A while back, yeah.
It's a while back.
It didn't work out, but we love the neighborhood. Okay, so next we're going to talk about is another neighborhood that's close to our hearts. We've bought a house here a while back, and that is Jan Ray. So if you are looking in the Northeast Salem area, Jan Ray is a really, really great... Another established would be a great word because a lot, I mean, so this neighborhood has older homes and it also has like newer sections. So some of them are, there's a wide range, I guess you could say, of homes in this neighborhood. It's about as far north, I guess you could say, for being in Salem, pretty much.
Yeah, borders right at Kaiser. So there's a new Jan Ray, there's an old Jan Ray.
Yeah.
And what I really believe and love about this community, though, working with a ton of sellers, but also buyers wanting to purchase in that area, for one, there's a county line. If you cross it, your property taxes go down dramatically, right in at the end. So you're heading more east of Jan Ray, Ward Drive area, kind of going towards Corden Road. But what I really love are the developments, the type of housing that's in that area, because it works for a lot of 55 and older crowd. They're more single level, more square footage, but less square footage at the same time. Because if you look at new constructions that's going on, the average home built's 1,800 plus, three-car garage, that type of thing. And they usually go higher rather than more spread out because of lot spaces. And so Jan Ray, it's going to be really interesting to see what a lot of sellers want to do in the newer section, because that newer section has two-story more square footage because they're built in the 90s, more 90s. But those older homes built in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, those are really good options for you guys as purchasers to have negotiating power when it comes to inspections, but also to keep that value where you want it, being a downsizer if you're 55 and over.
And one thing I will say is this is a big, big neighborhood. I mean, the Jan Ray, like the Jan Ray neighborhood, what would be considered that? It covers a lot of areas. Oh, yeah. It's a good amount of area. And
I love it. Personally,
I enjoyed living there.
I really loved Northeast Salem, that Ward Drive, Jan Ray.
It can almost be a community unto itself.
It really is. And I think they preserve the trees really well.
Wouldn't you say that that's probably out of all of that side of town, like the Northeast Salem side of town, it's probably one of the most solid, desirable like neighborhoods in that area. Wouldn't you say? Besides, we'll talk about a new construction in that area, but I think it's
if you're looking
it's
Northeast
a great neighborhood.
Salem, people generally want to live.
Plus, you're not very far from Chemeketa.
Exactly.
You are right
you're
by close Chemeketa.
To the soil, 45th Avenue. It's right there.
I loved walking around in that neighborhood. There's fruit stands, vegetable stands you could walk to, and it's a great neighborhood.
Well, we can talk
about the next one when we go to break or after break.
You want to take a break?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. It's time to take a break. You want to remind you can always get in touch with Brian Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about the best neighborhoods in Salem.
So while we are talking about the Northeast Salem side of town still, let's talk about the North Star New Construction Development. It's located right around the corner, kind of, from the Jan Ray neighborhood. It's very close. Yeah, there's two going on that side of town. But this one is the East Park Village Legacy Collection.
Mm-hmm. Which, let me touch on that just real quick. I might have a little bit more about that. Just toured that whole premises, the property.
Oh, nice.
There's one North Star development that's already established, completely built out off of Kale Drive in Northeast Salem. But if you go about 3/4 of a mile down the road off of Auburn, heading south, they're just starting a new development phase, and I believe it's that east. What'd you call it?
The East Park Village, the Legacy
East Park Village. So if you remember east and then hit Auburn Road, you can't miss it. There's only been about 6 lots purchased, and when I was going around tour, which if you're looking to buy in these North Star developments, you book a tour with your real estate agent that's representing you in the transaction. You don't want to just show up directly at that sales office, because then they're going to control everything for you from there on out, and you will have very little leeway in any negotiations there are. So come in with your buyer's agent, They should be able to walk with you through the whole property with the sales manager on these developments. And what I got educated on is homes are generally starting at about you at about 390, I would say 390, and they can go all the way up to like 490. So there's a lot of leeway. There's additions you can do. There's, you know, obviously yard options. There's fencing options. AC
How big
units.
Are they?
Starting square footage is about 1,400, okay. But they can go all the way up to like 2,600, something like that. The one thing I did take away though is space. They're looking to go more high in the sky, meaning two stories,
right.
Rather than single story layouts. Now,
pack
they still can put single stories in, but just notice square footage may go down a little bit, which might not be a problem for you if the price is right and then the lot is right. Because the beauty is if you get in there now, you're going to be able to choose the right lot that you want to live in rather than when it's fully developed, man, you only can select like six different areas and it is what it is. And out of those six, they're usually going to be two-story homes. Now you can't purchase a one-story.
Very big yards?
Yards are, they're really not that big, but they're doable. There's less in the front, more in the back, as they would like to say. They're trying to keep it as low maintenance as possible when it comes to landscaping, but you do have greenery to play in, and you know, you have room for the fenced in yard to where you and the children, kids, or just you and your significant other can just have their own space, which is good.
Need yards for their dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a good option, though. It's affordable new housing, and that's what got me exciting for my clients, and that's what my clients got excited about.
How many houses are they looking at putting in these two?
Man, it's a big development.
Is it? Because we have such a shortage on houses that you would, if this might help out a little bit, I'm thinking.
And they are going still. I mean, they're going quick.
Of course.
Even.
Yeah.
Like everything.
But they go quick.
It's expected, but... Yeah. Okay, so next we are heading on back to South Salem for another South Salem neighborhood, and that is the Cinnamon Hill neighborhood. This is a very sought after fir tree line neighborhood, located very South Salem off of Reese Hill Road. It is known for being very solid and established, and most people who buy here stay here for a while. It doesn't have a super high turnover rate, which is one reason why it's very desirable. When a home goes up in this neighborhood, you know it's going to sell pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's always kind of been our selling experience in this neighborhood too.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
our producer Warren actually lives in Cinnamon Hill Estates.
I would know something about it.
Give me two things you love about it. Two things.
Well, friendly people. And it's a quiet neighborhood. I mean, it's just there's not a lot of noise, not a lot of rockets or anything. It's established. That's what attracted us there in the first place. And so you go for a walk around there, you almost feel, even though the houses are all along there, that you are out away from Salem. You feel comfortable that you're not really still in town.
Which is
I
important.
Like that. That's
I like
awesome.
That.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
a good
that's
description.
Rare to find. I love that. Okay, so this next one is another neighborhood that I love, Rock Ridge Estates. Ooh. So this neighborhood is it is South Salem, very south as well.
I think Mariah really loves this neighborhood. She tried to convince me to buy
I really wanted
every
to buy
house
this
that became
that
available.
Came on the market in this neighborhood when we were looking.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we're going to tell all about the good and the bad. So the negative side thing about this neighborhood is the homes have bigger square footage. They're nice homes, but the yards are very, very small. Mm-hmm. And so that was the biggest downside. That's why he didn't want to buy a house there is because the yards were very, very small. But they do have yards, and it's a great neighborhood. It is walking distance to a top-rated school, Pringle Elementary. It's located in the South Salem and Judson school districts. It's also, you know, 5-minute drive or less to Safeway. You're right by I-5. You're right there on Commercial Street. There's a really nice park nearby, so within walking distance. So there's a lot of great things about this neighborhood. The homes are usually around the, what do you say, like between 2,000 and 3,000 square foot range.
Oh yeah,
around there.
Yeah. 1,800 plus for the most part.
Yes. It's a really great neighborhood if you Are looking for maybe a little bit more square footage, but you don't care as much about the yard and you want to be in a great side of town and great school district and an area.
Yeah. If I had one word to describe this neighborhood, convenience.
Yeah. Very.
Yep. It does. It's got great convenience. Yeah. And it's part of that. The transportation, if you don't have a car, cool. There's bus lines. You got right next to Commercial Street, Beehive Station, Safeway, Walmart, anything you technically
want.
You're
not far from Costco again.
Exactly. Costco. Again,
The new one.
You're an arm's length away from that new Costco and you can always hit the back roads. But the school districts, of course, is a big selling point for this neighborhood, I would say, just because Sprague and you got that elementary school right down the road.
And it is... Sorry to cut you off.
It's okay.
It is a newer neighborhood, too. So if you're not wanting an older home, some of the homes are, I don't know,
probably
I guess older now is earlier 2000s, but then it goes all the way up until like a couple years ago. There's some that were just built not too long ago. So, it's not a neighborhood with, 70s homes or whatever. Yeah. If you don't want to deal with work, you know. Okay, next we have, there's a few townhome communities in Salem.
There are.
Let's talk about those.
The townhome communities? Yes. Okay. Yes. So, obviously we came from a townhome.
Yeah.
in right below the neighborhood we
that
were
one.
Just describing.
Yeah.
Which is...
Rockridge Estates.
Rockridge Estates.
There is a townhome community.
But there's another townhome community that I think hasn't really gotten much credit. It's right across the street from the Crossler Middle School.
Yeah.
And the reason...
These
I
ones
never
are
hear about it though.
A couple years old.
Yes, they are a couple years old. But I rarely hear about these townhomes because not many people are selling them. And it could be just the price hasn't increased quite yet to make it profitable for these sellers. Because what I do remember is when we were looking at townhomes, they were like 60,000-70,000 more than the one we purchased with less square footage.
Yeah.
And it was because
they were
brand new.
But the thing about all of these townhomes in Salem is they're considered luxury townhomes. So they're nice townhomes, and you're able to get more square footage and a nicer newer home for way less than you could buy, obviously, a stick-built home for that price. So if you're someone that doesn't care so much about a yard, or maybe you'd prefer not to have a yard because you work a lot or you're not home and it's just a hassle to take care of it, but you'd like a nice home that has more square footage, then a townhome can be a really, really great option because it is affordable housing.
Yeah.
So that is an option here in Salem.
Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Marian Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Marian and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Marian Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And let's wrap up our topic today, best neighborhoods in Salem.
Okay, so this last neighborhood we're going to chat about is actually, okay, I consider it Salem because it's literally right there. Like, you're closer. It's considered, the address is technically in Turner, but I consider it Salem because it's a closer drive to Commercial Street in South Salem than it is to the actual town of Turner. So it's basically South Salem, technically Turner. And that is called Enchanted Ridge Estates. So if you're looking for a neighborhood that is gated, if you want a gated community, you want larger square footage, you want more space in between the houses. One thing I love about this neighborhood is that it has, because the homes are so spread apart, the lots are bigger, you really have that feel. A lot of them have beautiful views. You have a feel that you're out kind of on your own, like in your own world, in your own whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Not right in town, but you are like 5 minutes away from everything, which is I-5 businesses, which is to me like the best, a most ideal situation.
And for me, the best part about this neighborhood, though, that you just can't get around is the view that it has.
Great.
Honestly,
views.
There's no other views, I believe, in Salem, because you're looking eastward and you see the whole valley, every canyon, all the way through the pass. And on a clear summer day, or even here in winter, we've been getting a lot of clear, beautiful days.
Probably to see Mount Jefferson.
You can see Mount Jefferson, everything. And that is the big selling point, I would say. And like Mariah established earlier, is these lots, they're spectacular. This isn't like that normal average residential home. These are all, what's the square footage have to be? It has speculations. So they got to be at least 5,000.
Yeah, maybe 5.
And
yeah.
HOA fees aren't tremendous, but you're living in a paved, gated community. And they're just gorgeous custom built homes. And there are speculations you have to have. And I believe the HOA just, you know, bought up some land. So there may be, correct me if I'm wrong, but there may be a few lots available that you can actually purchase and build on here in the future. Mm. So if that's you, maybe contact us and we can help you out with that.
It sounds like these aren't going to go at basement prices.
This is
something a
once
little
in
different.
A lifetime type purchases, you know, because these neighborhoods, I mean, these people do not build these houses to sell.
Generally, the homes, we've seen a handful for sale over the last year. I don't think there's any for sale right now in this moment. Generally, you're going to see them go between 1 to 2 million, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, give or take, depending on the particular home and the lot itself. Yeah. But I mean, driving to one thing I love is that driving to other properties that are of similar value in our area. One thing I've noticed is that most homes in that price range that have views that are that type of price point, whatever, they're going to be driving on very windy roads to get
That's
to that view.
Part.
You're going to have a drop off the side. I don't know about you, but I don't really like those kind of roads. I don't really want to live there, or the parking's going to be bad. This neighborhood, you don't have that. And it's, that's to me, that's great. So that's one thing that I love about it versus other like $1 million neighborhoods in our
And I would consider this $1 million neighborhood.
It definitely is.
Every home is $1 million plus.
For sure.
I did want to touch on this. We're running low on time, short on time. And on the market, you know, we've seen a little differences. And just to give you guys as a buyer perspective, because Mariah has been working with quite a bit of clients from out of state particularly. But we've been searching for homes here in the Mid-Willamette Valley. And some buyers have been bidded out in these offer still being competitive. But what I wanted to discuss briefly is the reason why it might be a good time to buy now rather than later. We just had a really good meeting with our lender, and interest rates have risen. And what are they're about 4.65. And if you were just, you know, approved in the threes, they just go up a point.
4.65.
4.65 was was that average mortgage rate. And so on a fixed 30-year loan, if that's you, sometimes that increase is just making it so you can't afford what's out there anymore. And if you were at 300,000 is your max, well, guess what? You just probably at 270, 260 now because of your debt to incomes. I don't know your actual, you know, figures. You need to talk to your lender about that. But what I'm trying to say is it affects things.
Yeah.
Thank you. It affects things beautifully. In some ways, as sellers, they want to get rid of their homes, but negatively, if we're not jumping on the train to purchase a home for you as a buyer. So I wanted to voice that out there. This is not a scare tactic, but there has been changes in the market. And with these changes do come good things for you. And that's generally that inspection period and getting you negotiated with repairs, because in a way you are paying this true market value, but you are paying it more of a cost with these slightly increased interest rates. So think about that until next week.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Great show today. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.